Hello, this is Chelsea.
Hi, this is Cindy with customer care. I was returning your call.
Okay, excellent. I had a question about a couple things. One is a charge that I recently received that I don't know what that was for.
And what is your first and last name?
Chelsea Bowden.
Thank you. One moment, if you don't mind.
Nope. You may spell either of those.
Still trying to locate the account. I'll be right with you. And may I have your zip code, please?
98011.
Thank you. You say your first name was Chelsea?
Yes. Chelsie.
Okay, one moment. And how much were you billed?
Let's see, 49, probably 95.
Okay,
let's
spell
see.
Your last name for me.
B as in boy, Owden.
Thank you. Okay. Could the account perhaps be in another first name?
Oh, yes. I accidentally put my mom's name instead of mine. Charmel,
C-H-A-R-M-E-L. Okay, yes, I was able to locate an account in Charmel. All right, and then verify for me, please, your address.
10313 Northeast 186th Street, Apartment 22 in Bothell.
Thank you. I have your account pulled up, and it looks like you ordered a neck massager and a foot massager.
Correct.
Okay. So it looks like neck massager, foot massager.
And then just the other day, there was another charge, which my credit card company said, was this you? And I said, I didn't sign up for a membership program that I knew of, but...
Mm-hmm. And that's what looks like happened. When you ordered the product, it also signed you up for our shopping membership where you would receive a $125 gift card that goes to your email address, which will allow you to shop online.
Okay. So I would like to... cancel that then, and I think the charge was probably disputed, but I don't know if it went through.
Okay, I'll make a note of that. Hold on for one moment if you don't mind.
Okay.
Thank you. Be right with you.
Okay.
Okay, thanks so much for holding. I was able to update the account with the information we discussed. I did make a notation the charge has been disputed. We would be more than happy to assist you with a refund. But first, your bank or credit card company would have to contact us to confirm that the dispute will be canceled, and we would be able to then assist you with a credit.
Okay, yeah. Let's see. So I didn't see... So the credit card company texted me that I had a charge, and they asked, was this you? And I said, no. So I don't think it has shown up on my account.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's in, I don't know what process it's in with them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we would just need them to call just to confirm that there's no dispute. And then again, we would be more than happy to assist you with a refund. What I've done in the time being is I have canceled out the account, so no additional charges will apply.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
And then wondering how to return the foot massager.
Well, you wouldn't return the product. It is yours to keep. You just won't receive any more.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can I return the foot massager for a refund for that charge?
I mean, we will provide you with a refund, but the product is yours to keep. But we still would provide you with a refund. We would just need your bank or credit card company to call back to confirm that there's no dispute.
Okay, so there mm-hmm. were two different charges. The first mm-hmm. one went through, mm-hmm. And that's when I received the foot and neck massager.
Correct.
And then the second month of the subscription went through, and that's mm-hmm. what I disputed.
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'd still need to call the credit card company about the one charge.
Whatever charge that you disputed is what you'll have to call. Have the credit card company call back, and once they confirm that the dispute has been canceled or there's no dispute, we would be able to assist you with a refund.
Okay, and mm-hmm. Was that for the first one as well?
Well, that would be, it looks like you were only billed $49.97 one time, and that was for the neck massager. We didn't bill you $49.97 for the foot massager. We just billed you the $19.99. So
right.
We would only be crediting the $49.97.
Right. So then, I don't know if you guys have record of this.
Mm-hmm.
If I can find it. Just the other day, a new $49.95 charge went through.
Okay, hold on. Cool.
So that's why I'm getting confused.
Be right with you. Okay, so I'm only showing we attempted to bill you the $49.97 multiple times, three times. All three times they were declined. The one from today was declined. The $49.97 charge was placed on the account on the 5th of January. That charge did process, but the other three after that did not.
Okay, yes. So mm-hmm. on February 5th, I got the message, mm-hmm. did you attempt this transaction on your card for $49.97?
Mm-hmm. Correct, and your bank declined that charge. It didn't go
okay.
through.
Mm-hmm. That's the one I said no.
Mm-hmm.
That does not show up on my account, but they said to call them.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so I call them and then call you.
Well, your
back.
Bank has to, right. You can call your bank and get them on a three-way, and then you'll already have them on the line, and then they're just calling to confirm that there's no dispute or the dispute will be canceled, and then we can provide you with a refund.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you do the refund,
mm-hmm.
will that also include the first month as well?
No, we would only be refund. We don't refund the shipping and handling. We would only be refunding the $49.97.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I was billed $49.97 once, which I
right.
wanted to return that product or that service.
Mm-hmm. That product is yours to keep. You don't have to return it.
Oh, The 19, got it. Okay, so mm-hmm. you charged me the $7.99 and the 19 for the shipping.
Right. Well, it looks like the foot massager you just brought straight out and paid $19.99. So that included the shipping and the cost of the foot massager. But the neck massager is the one that you pay $7.45 for the shipping. And then we attempted to bill you the $49.97, and that's for the shopping membership.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That 49, the first one did confuse me. I'm like, what did I buy for that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Well, I will call the bank and mm-hmm. undispute that and then call you back.
Correct. All right. Well, okay. You are all set, and thank you for calling customer care, and you have a great day.
Thanks for your help.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.